It's the WGU Alumni Podcast, the podcast all about night owls and their noteworthy accomplishments. Join us as we feature our alumni and share ways to help you stay engaged.
Welcome back to the WGU Alumni Podcast. It's Jeff and Sarah back with you. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well today. We're recording another episode, and that makes me very, very happy.
Yes, it's always great when we have podcast day.
It is very great, and we're dialing up another great episode. We've got another fascinating WGU graduate, Amanda Banks, who you will hear from shortly. Awesome, awesome story. I think there's a lot of pieces to her story that our graduates in this audience can relate to. She, you know, had some challenges through the pandemic, homeschooling and, you know, getting her degree and becoming an entrepreneur, a businesswoman. And I think, Sarah, if I recall, her story actually started, unfortunately, with some tragic events with tornadoes and some a disaster that had her homeschooling kids, and then just kind of kept soaring through with things once the pandemic hit.
Yeah, her town in Tennessee was hit by a tornado a couple of years ago, and she started homeschooling her daughter. And then, like you said, Jeff, you know, through the pandemic, it just kind of became the norm. Like so many of our listeners, I feel like that's kind of the norm that they live now if they have children. So very relatable story. You know, she's a typical night owl, and I don't say that to sound like she's basic in any way. We know what our night owls go through. We know what our night owls work through. That they always come out on top. And so it's to me, it's another inspirational story of what our alumni are capable of doing. It just goes to show that if you're willing to put in the work, you can do anything.
Absolutely. And Sarah, I have to say, I love talking with entrepreneurs. I love talking with people who have big dreams and they've built a nice business plan. You know, to me, the most impressive thing about an entrepreneur is the person that takes the first step, right? Yeah. To make it happen. Because I feel like I got big dreams and I'm always thinking and I lack sometimes taking that first step. I think a lot of us do, but I love this interview. I love talking with Amanda because it makes me want to go out and accomplish my dreams because she's taken that first step, that second step, that third step, and she's having success. And I think you'll hear more about that here on today's episode, which again, hopefully fires up our audience and makes people go out and want to accomplish their dreams. So what do you say, Sarah? We get started.
Well, yes, let's get started, but I want to prepare folks for a surprise guest on this episode as well. Be paying attention. We may or may not have a surprise guest on this episode of the podcast. And Jeff, one more thing before we throw to this interview is, you know, we've talked about before on the podcast about how hopefully we never get shut down from doing this because we have so many amazing alumni stories that we can tell. I think we could really go on for 20 plus years. Let's get to this.
Absolutely. Okay, let's do it.
Amanda Banks is the co-founder and CEO of Sports to Suits LLC. She is also the host of the weekly live show, Sports to Suits, an enterprise sales leader, strategic partnerships creator, and, my favorite part, joy enthusiast. She has a strong track record in sales, healthcare, technology, innovation, and leadership, and believes every conversation is the opportunity to make a positive impact in the lives of others. She earned a bachelor's degree in business, healthcare management from WGU in 2019. Please welcome Amanda Banks.
Amanda, thanks for taking time for us today.
No, Sarah, Jeff, thank you guys so much for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we are thrilled to catch up with you to learn a little bit more about your journey and the great things that you're doing. But Amanda, we always like to start, because we've got graduates across the country, we have a really important question that we got to ask you right from the onset, and that is, what is the best thing about your hometown of lovely Old Hickory, Tennessee?
So it's amazing. I'm literally a mile from a lake. I'm about 2.5 hours from the Smoky Mountains, and then I can get to the ocean in about 7 hours. So not just that, I'm about 20 miles outside of the city of Nashville. It has a little bit more of a small town feel, but I can get into downtown Nashville very quickly. So I would say by far it's the location.
I don't know about you, Jeff, but now I kind of want to move to Old Hickory, Tennessee. I'm from Arkansas originally, so I think people could understand me there because they're in the South too, and they might understand my twang a little bit better. But that sounds very just, oh, that sounds so idyllic and just
It absolutely does. And Tennessee, we've got a lot of friends out there, Dr. Kim Estep, Matt, others from our Tennessee team. And there's a lot of graduates, a lot of students and graduates in Nashville and around Tennessee. And Amanda, we wanted to hear a little bit about your experience earning your bachelor's degree at WGU. So do you mind just kind of sharing a little bit what that looked like for you?
Yeah, so my experience was second to none. You know, I had struggled getting through college a couple of times just due to life circumstances. And so I was in the healthcare field. I got a certification degree in surgical technology with a different program, ended up going into healthcare, got into healthcare tech, and I needed a degree. I needed to go back, not for myself, but because I knew that I needed to bring value to my clients and the people that I was working with. And so I saw WGU as an incredible opportunity that was flexible, that provided me with an accountability resource to help guide me through the program, as well as allow me the opportunity to go through it at my own pace. And so it was such a great experience. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic story. And before the show started, we were kind of doing some talking with Amanda, and I talked about my own personal experience of going to a traditional university when I was younger and wishing that I had heard about WGU at that point, because I think that is something this model would have worked so much better for me as someone who had already been in the working field for several years prior to going to college as a late bloomer, if you will. So I can relate on that part of it for sure. Since completing your degree, what has happened for you professionally?
So I continued working in the role that I was in. I had a lot of success in that. And I eventually went into an analytics company where I spearheaded their sales and strategic partnership efforts. And then in March of 2020, my daughter's school got hit by a tornado with some of the tornadoes that came through Nashville. And so I ended up, you know, homeschooling her as well as working full time. And we thought August is going to roll around and she's going to be back in school. And then COVID came. So rather than her going back to school, you know, she went in for a couple of days and she's like, Mom, I just can't do this. So I pulled her out to homeschool her and went from that journey of being full time to having to go down to part time to starting to think through what are next steps for us and our family, as well as my career. And we couldn't think of a better time than to jump into entrepreneurship. And so at the beginning of 2021, my daughter and I launched DeBanks with my business partner. We showed her what it was like as part of her curriculum to launch a company. And since then, we've launched two companies, DeBanks as well as Sports to Suits, which is such an incredible journey that we are on. And that is my mission and passion focused project, where I am helping create a workforce development solution specifically for collegiate level and professional level athletes.
Amanda, that is excellent. And we congratulate you on the success that you've had. And we know that good things are coming.
Not just one, but two businesses. That's like dreams come true.
Right. Makes me think, Sarah, what are we doing here? Right. Like, let's get that business plan cleaned up. All right. Maybe Amanda can coach us. Maybe she can mentor us along the way. But no, sincerely, congratulations on the success. We can't wait to hear more about it. But I wondered if you could share a recent professional accomplishment that you're really proud of.
I am so proud of making the transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. It is a very daunting task, and it's something that a lot of people, I think, really wish that they would do at some point. And I'm really, really proud from a professional standpoint of actually making that leap, committing to that, and continuing to put everything that we have into our businesses.
And will you talk about maybe how difficult that was, or was it harder than you thought it was going to be, or was it easier than you thought it was going to be? Like, what did you think the journey was going to be, and then what was the reality?
You know, it's a combination of all things, but I think that one of the biggest challenges is we get in our heads and in our mindset that it's so far reached, right? And so we just don't take that leap that we want to take. And once I did that and I was committed to it, you know, I can't say that it's been rainbows and unicorns, because that is not the world that entrepreneurs live in,
right?
But we are serving our mission and our purpose, and we are focused on how can we leverage our unique backgrounds to make impact in this world. And so, you know, you're motivated and driven based on the things that you're passionate about. And we've just had this unique opportunity to incorporate that into our businesses.
I love it. I love it so much. And, you know, you never really know what's going to happen when you start on a journey like that. But it's you make your plan, you try to stick to it as much as possible, but sometimes you have to pivot and go a different direction. But that's so exciting. And I think I speak for Jeff and all of us here in the alumni team that we're really proud of what you've been able to do. And it's great to see this success story.
Thank you. I would also say to add to that a little bit, it is so key to surround yourself with incredible people and resources. So there is nothing more important down this journey than to have an incredible support system, to have resources, and to have amazing people that you're partnering with on this journey.
Well said.
Amanda, it's pretty funny that you say that about having the, you know, great people and resources to work with, because we actually have a surprise guest on the podcast today. And it's someone that you know, and it's also someone that is a repeat guest on the podcast. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, return guest to the podcast, Marcus Ogden. Hey, Marcus, how are you?
Marcus. Sarah, how are you? How are you all doing?
Good, good. It's good to have you back on the podcast.
I'm always excited to be here. Jeff, you doing well?
Doing well. You're back by popular demand, Marcus, just so you know.
Always a blessing to be back with Sarah and Jeff. Great people. Met you guys in person, just 5-star all the way around.
Thanks for that, Marcus. I'll get your check in the mail for saying all those nice things. But I really would like you, Marcus, to tell our listeners, how did you meet Amanda, our WGU alum, and how did your partnership work? We'll get into that story, but for our listeners, these two kind of have a working partnership now. Marcus, you're on Amanda's board. Tell us how that kind of came to be, Marcus.
So I met Amanda through LinkedIn. We connected, had a conversation. She told me she was going to be doing a LinkedIn Live for her new brand, Sports to Suits. And of course, I loved her mission, loved her mantra, loved her value add, trying to help people, athletes, learn how to make that next transition from being an athlete into what I call the corporate world, or what we call this everyday life without sports. So it's really important that I got behind her mission because I love where she was going. And from there, we did the LinkedIn Live. It went exceptionally well. And then we chatted some more, got to know each other. We started to build trust with always showing up and being able to rely on each other and have that type of communication, which was consistent and is very open and having great dialogue. And she asked me to join her board of Sports to Suits, which I said, absolutely. Because what she's trying to do is be a workforce development to give athletes a look into what they should be focusing on and how to transition from sports, any sport, football, basketball, baseball. She was a gymnast into the next phase of life by utilizing the skill sets that you have to go into the next phase and be very effective and efficient. So I thought it was a great alignment with our brand. I joined her board right away.
That's fantastic. I love that. And Amanda, I'm going to maybe make Marcus blush a little bit here, but what is it like working with a pseudo celebrity, a former NFL player? This guy's making a name for himself in the world of motivational speaking and training and really helping other businesses. What did that mean to you?
So I see Marcus as a friend. First and foremost, he's a business partner of mine. He's a good friend. He's an excellent communicator, highly motivated, highly inspirational. Couldn't think of anybody better to surround ourselves with as part of this process than Marcus. I'm a super fan as well, but Marcus is simply a friend, a partner, and we're doing some incredible things together from a business perspective.
So Marcus, being part of this board, what does that mean to you? Not only as, you know, a human, but as a business person as well. I know you have the business partnership with Amanda, but being able to be part of this and help another business grow, what does that mean to you?
Being part of this board is very important to me because it gives athletes what I didn't have when I retired. Now, when I had my whole issues of going bankrupt and everything like that, the NFL was there with the trust, all that, phenomenal, right? But when I left the NFL in 08, there wasn't anything like this. So on top of that, what I really thought was important is, unfortunately, not every athlete feels a strong emotional connection to either National Football League, after they retire, NBA, MLB, whatever the case may be. Some athletes really feel good about the relationship. Some athletes feel jaded or hurt or spiteful. So what we're trying to do is give them another place to go that is a non-biased opinion, somebody that has no skin in the game of ours, like you played sports, which you did, all that's phenomenal. We don't care about that. That was your life then. We're worried about, more importantly, your life now and going forward. Once Amanda told me her vision, her strategic plan, her tactical execution strategy, I was all in. Because again, I remember when 07, 08, when I left the NFL, there was nothing out there for me to get my hands on. And again, wasn't the NFL's fault. We didn't have that until 2013. When we had it, I took full advantage of it. Some athletes, I can only speak for NFL, they don't have that strong relationship, that strong connection to the National Football League, you know, NFLPA or Retired Players Association. So we're trying to give them a place to come and get that training, the development, help them build out their networks to make that next phase of life move much easier and smoother than without if they didn't have us around.
I love that. And it's kind of like, I don't want to make us sound grander than we are, but it's kind of like our mission here at WGU Alumni is we want to work with our alumni, help them in any way that we can, whether it's these learning resources, benefits, discounts, helping with career advice and the career and professional development team that we have here at WGU. So I love hearing that. So
absolutely. Marcus and Amanda, this is so great to connect with both of you to see how you're interacting one with another. No doubt there's exciting things coming. Amanda, I wanted to, maybe as we conclude, I wanted to ask you, there's got to be some exciting things coming for you. So can you share kind of what's up next for you professionally?
There's some really exciting things happening. You know, we're pretty close to closing a deal that would help us partner with an international league to help deliver this as part of the player wellness solution for their athletes. Looking forward to that relationship for sure. And we're in the process of developing out the technology solutions. So bridging that gap between sports and business, and how can we leverage the power of technology to do so and implement not just handing these players just something, but giving them true resources, solutions, networks that are really going to change the name of the game for them.
That's fantastic. That's so exciting to see. And I think we're kind of, as Sarah referenced, just leveraging that technology. I mean, that's something WGU is all about and invested fully in. And so that is exciting to hear.
Marcus, what's up for you next?
For us, we're really working on our podcast. We have the Lev and Marcus Show. It is in the top 1.5% globally ranked podcast. We launched it May of this year. Doing some great media projects. I'm actually in New York City right now working with one of our clients, the Carson Group, and then the media partner is Cheddar Media. I just found out this is going to be a lot bigger than I thought. We're going to be running like this whole thing that we just did for probably for about, you know, 3 to 6 months on their platform, on their website, and different things like that to help promote the partnership that Cheddar Media and the Carson Group have. And they're interviewing people like me and a couple of others that have amazing stories, kind of get ourselves out there to the mainstream. So it's a lot bigger than what I thought it was. I'm kind of glad I didn't know that. Yeah, that's very exciting. And also this online course stuff, trying to make us more online savvy around leadership and adding another tool to what Amanda's working with Sports to Suits, because she's working on the overall workforce development piece as a whole. I'm looking at maybe like a leadership course or a mindset course, something to kind of fit into her overall grand picture of what she's trying to do, what we're trying to do with Sports to Suits.
I love that. And Marcus, tell people where they can reach you, website, and then Amanda will come to you with the same question.
Yeah, they can go to our website, www.marcusmarcusogden.com. You can shoot us an email, marcus@marcusogden.com. LinkedIn's Marcus Ogden, Facebook's Marcus Ogden, Instagram at Marcus Ogden, Twitter at Marcus_Ogden. And another thing that's on the horizon for us too, Sarah, is more speaking jobs with great organizations. As you and I know, we've been talking about hopefully doing some things with WGU, always trying to expand and bring more value to people that we already have in our circle to continue to grow our circle even more of great people like yourselves and Jeff.
Fantastic. Thank you. Amanda, to you.
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, Amanda Banks. Amanda@debanksllc.com is my email address. And you can check out a little bit more about Sports to Suits on www.sportstosuits.com.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, this has been great today.
We love having surprise guests. And thank you, Marcus, for showing up again. When we call, you always answer, and we really appreciate that. And Amanda, Absolutely. Obviously, you and your fellow now north of 250,000 alumni are what this is all about. And we really appreciate you coming on here, being part of this podcast. What we try to do here today is give you a platform to share what you're doing out in the community, helping others. As Marcus mentioned, this wasn't something that was around when he was coming out of the NFL, and it's something that's needed for those athletes coming out of their professional careers with that. Thank you both for being here today. Jeff, you have anything else?
Yeah, no, this has been great. And keep in touch. We'd love to hear about the progress over the next few months and years, and super exciting. So will you keep in touch with us?
Of course.
Do I have a choice, Sarah? I mean,
of course.
Neither
of you have a choice.
Well, we can't wait to see where things go into the new year and beyond. So thanks again for joining today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the WGU Alumni Podcast. To learn more about WGU alumni and commencement, visit wgu.edu/alumni. To learn more about anything you heard on the podcast today, visit wgu.edu/podcast. This podcast was produced by the Alumni Relations Department. Special thanks to producer Bethany Tucker from the WGU Production Studio. And thank you to our alumni network, now more than 250,000 strong and growing.